Water pregame show ahead of the 1 p.m. kickoff.
Summer after high school,
when we first met.
I can hear it.
Hi. Consider this a content warning. We're gonna say some very bad words in the next hour. This is Whiplash After Dark.
Ow.
I don't think I've done this in 2 months.
It's been a minute,
but
that's okay. Witching Hour is also having its resurgence era right now, because at the end of the summer, she died for a little bit. But we're back.
Tis the season.
Nighttime is back. Nighttime is in. Oh, somebody walked by the window inside. It was really scary.
Okay, for context, this is Whiplash. Did I say Whiplash After Dark?
Maybe.
Already?
Well, there's your reminder. It's Whiplash After Dark.
Whiplash After Dark. And there's a content warning, and I'm Erin, and of course, who's fucking here with me? Chris. Once again, but yes, it is a very, very special Halloween episode, and I was like, my roommate begged me not to come and do this. She was like, can you, like, reschedule it? And then I was thinking about it, and I was like, well, no, because
this is the last opportunity before Halloween.
Exactly. I was like, I have to do this. I owe it to myself.
It's your duty.
I owe it to all my fans out there who don't even know this is happening, because I did not promote it.
The real fans have been tuning in every week.
When I got to the station like half an hour ago, we are live. Please don't come kill us. If you're the killer, please turn your radio off. You didn't hear that. But I'm looking around. You never get scared here.
I know, but Erin heard the door open earlier and I wasn't here, so I'm spooked now.
Yeah, sorry, I'm not very articulate right now, but yeah, I heard the front door open. We have two doors here. But I heard the front door open, no beeps, no nothing, just a door slam. And if you've never been here, you need a key card to get through two doors.
Yep.
Especially after a certain time.
So whoever did that, whatever volunteer walked in the front door and then closed it, that was rude. How dare you?
That was terrifying.
So scary.
Like, actually terrifying.
I wasn't even here and I'm scared.
Yeah. No, when I looked at my phone, I was waiting for someone to come into the lounge. Like, it was Chris, because I'm like, you normally get here a bit earlier or whatever. And then I looked at my phone and it's like, message from Chris now, just leaving the house.
Like, actual horror movie timing.
I was like, oh my God. I actually thought I was going to die.
But we didn't.
No.
We're good. I was like, you didn't answer my text after that, and I was like, I wonder, what am I walking into the Terrifiers University edition? Like, what am I walking into?
Literally, I actually
thought, is Erin's skin gonna be on the walls? Like, what are we doing?
I was ready for someone to, like, play a huge prank on me. Like, if they noticed that the security system wasn't armed and they just walked in and they were like, okay, let me play a prank on someone, and
that's
like,
evil.
And like slam on the windows or something of the studio.
Don't ever prank us here. Me and Erin carry knives everywhere. Just so you know.
Literally.
If Erin's here, I'm in the bathroom with a knife.
Anyway, yeah, I'm super excited. Some of the songs you'll know. Some of them you won't. Those are brand spanking new.
I'm really excited. Did you just put this all together today?
I did half of it, like,
before,
a few days ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you had something to run off of.
A little bit, yeah. But, yeah. I totally forgot about that one that you sent me until you sent it today.
I've been listening to it so much. It's so good.
And then I also didn't know that a song dropped today, but I'll talk about that when we get there. Up first, I'm starting with a classic, and I'm ending with a classic today. But up first is Ghosts and Stuff by Deadmau5. Deadmau5.
Is this going to be a really clubby episode?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, well, our kind of clubby episode.
Yeah, exactly. The club we want to go to.
Nothing too
spooky. Not the
spooky.
Actual club.
Nothing too spooky. Like, I'm not playing Katya. You know what? I tried to listen to another Katya song, track, like, the other day there. I still can't do
She's
it.
She's dropping a new album soon.
Is she?
And I'm so excited, but don't worry. I won't invite you on to listen
I literally, to I actually can't. Like, it terrified me last time. I, like, was shaking in my boot, like, actually almost shit myself.
If you want to finish off this episode,
I was crying
right before bed. If you want some ASMR, listen to Be Your Own Dentist by Katya. one of my favorite tracks by her. Very soothing, very relaxing, and you won't be scared at all.
Yeah. No, okay, no, we have to move on. We're going to use up all our talking time. I will address that in a minute. Up first is ghosting stuff.
Oh, it, put the doors on suicide. Hop in the ghost and take a ride. All my exes unalived. Horror in a horror movie. Ice dripping down my boobies. I got the Bob like Velma, but he's a dog like Scooby.
Beep, boop, boop, beep, boop, boop. Uh-oh.
Sorry.
I didn't mean to do that. That's my grape.
Sorry, I was really scared about the grapes falling. That would have been really bad.
Yeah, I dropped one and scrumped, but let's not do that with the whole thing.
We'll leave some, or what day is it, tomorrow, Sunday? Leave some jump scares for people. I think they step on like a little eyeball crunch. Anyways.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
Sorry, nobody else saw the vision there. Funny guys.
You don't know, maybe someone laughed. So that was R.I.P. by Chase Icon and Barely Human, which came out like what, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, not long ago.
2 weeks ago, you sent it to me. It ate up, it still eats up. So good. Before that was Inhuman by ISOXO. Is that how you say that?
I think so.
ISOXO.
That's how I would say it.
And then I started that set off with Ghosts and Stuff by Deadmau5.
I love this song. This is like my favorite Kim Petras song that's playing
so
under us right now.
It's good. It
it's
really
Demons
is.
Demons from her like full Halloween album.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that album. It's my favorite thing that she's done.
It's very, very good. I don't know. I still really, really like Slut Pop. I was really into Slut Pop when
yeah,
it came out.
Slut Pop is really good.
Yeah.
But this one is just such a particular vibe. And it scratches the kooky spooky part of my
it
brain.
It does. I love, 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 love this song. Like, every time you've played it, it's just so good.
It
it's
hits.
Such good, like, bedding, too. Mm-hmm. It really is. Totally.
Totes.
Oh, what was I going to say? Oh, yeah. I hate the name Deadmau5.
Me
I hate
too.
It. I hate it. I think it's awful. Like, could you not think of anything better?
And I don't get the fun spelling of the second
I don't
half.
Like, I know. I don't like the fun spelling at all. I saw this, like, teen Disney star pronounce it, like, Deadmau5 on a red carpet.
Really
and I
funny.
Was like, lol.
I'm trying to think of ones that I pronounced really, really badly because there's some really tough ones in there.
Oh, there are.
Especially in our club episodes, I've definitely said some horrendous things that were not correct at all. Deadmau5 is something I would say.
I feel like I have an easier time with, like, the German club hits than the French ones.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what it is about French. I hate French.
I have the worst French accent on earth.
I don't really like French people.
Bonjour.
And I think that translates into my poor pronunciation.
You hate French people so much that you can't be on that level with
yeah,
them.
Yeah, I really can't.
You need to create a degree of separation.
Actually, whenever I smell a French person, I immediately leave.
Bonjour, come on.
That's literally what it sounds like when I start speaking French. But, yeah. This next song, I freaking love it. It got really popular when it was in Euphoria.
Oh, I do recognize it from, like, when it was really popular on TikTok a few years ago.
Yeah. Which, like, the only reason that was popular on TikTok is because it was Euphoria. Popular on Euphoria. Everyone, like, everyone shits on 100 Gex.
But, oh, like, yeah. But this is a very 100 Gex song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's literally one half of 100 Gex. I sound so stoned right now. Like, I don't know why I've lost my ability to be articulate.
It's past midnight and we've been, like, good little girlies going to bed at, like, 10 p.m. this week. I think we've been pretty good. So we're not used to this. We're not used to being creatures of the night like we used to be. You have to bear with us while we get used to it again.
We have to get our...
That's why I moved my show back an hour, because I physically could not do it anymore.
I just think in general, like, over the last few weeks, I've lost my ability to be articulate. It's actually so horrific.
Literally all of us, Chance yesterday said, I haven't said a full proper sentence in about 2 weeks. And I think that's where we're all at right now. Even yesterday, I asked Aaron, on Friday, I asked Aaron, are you excited? And I was referring to plans on the weekend, but I didn't elaborate at all. I just said, are you excited? And then, like, did it. And then she went, what? And I couldn't explain myself.
She was just like witches. Are you excited? What? You know, witches.
Because we're going to the craft on Sunday and practical magic on Sunday night at the screening room play.
Which I totally forgot, which is probably why I didn't understand what she meant.
Witches.
I was like, what? I was like, I'm working on Sunday. What do you mean? So funny. Totally forgot that I lied to my manager saying that I had, like, a meeting. So I couldn't work at night.
Oh, tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
You do have a meeting at the screening room.
I do. I just, like, didn't elaborate on what meeting it was. And so witchy
meeting. That's
good.
You have to keep lies vague.
Are we dressing
Once you get too specific.
Witchy?
I think we should dress witchy.
I think we should dress witchy, too. Can I have your lipstick that you're wearing?
Yes.
It looks so good.
Oh, thank you. I'll bring it.
Please do. Anyone?
Anyone?
Anywho. most of the same letters.
Anyone?
Anyone? This is a shout out to the station. This is Haunted by Laura Les.
Pressure into your veins. Blood on the floor, I'm pushing the pain. Like a flame of dawn.
rich girl, I'm a bitch girl. False girl, catch me if you can, girl. You a swerve girl, who the fuck are you, girl? You just wanna be me, I'm a hot girl. Pop girl, rich girl, I'm a bitch girl. False girl, catch me if you can, girl. You a swerve girl, who the fuck are you, girl? You just wanna be me. Pull up to the mansion, pull up to the party. All my friends are so hot, we gonna get it started. Pull up to the mansion, but you are not invited. Lip gloss on and I look good, cause I'm a hot girl. Pop girl, rich girl, I'm a bitch girl. False girl, catch me if you can, girl. You a swerve girl, who the fuck are you, girl? You just wanna be me, I'm a hot girl. Pop girl, rich girl, I'm a bitch girl. False girl, catch me if you can, girl. You a swerve girl, who the fuck are you, girl? You just wanna be me.
Sometimes I wonder if I had gotten into social media really young, whether I'd be rich and famous. Like, if I did ASMR. Do you know that, like, one girl, that one, like, child?
Child?
Blonde one? Yeah, she was a child, and she, like, used to tap her nails, like, on the Coke can. And,
I like to think if I was, like, there first, I would be famous, but we weren't, you know?
Yeah, I guess.
We aren't those people.
I feel like if I were famous, I'd become James Charles. I feel like I'd be the James Charles on the internet.
Guys who are 17.
I probably would, just because I could.
Yeah, and get a BBL.
I don't need one. My sisters.
Yong talks like he has a frog.
I literally turned my head and she said that, and that was terrifying. Threatened.
Do you remember that picture where he looks like the evil spider from that, like, kids show?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, where
Flashback
he's, like,
Mary.
White face.
Flashback Mary.
Red lips.
I love her.
I should be that for Halloween. That would be a great costume.
Actually do it.
And you also have to have, like, the quiff hair. That's crazy. I remember every year looking forward to the Halloween makeup tutorials from him and Nikki tutorials.
Oh, really?
And, like, all those. And Jeffree Star. I followed all the gurus.
Really?
Yeah.
I struggled.
And, like, only Nikki tutorials didn't turn out evil.
Is Nikki tutorials the one that was like, I'm doing a brand new hair
review? Yeah, and then it's the exact same.
She was like, ready? Okay, in 3, 2, 1.
If that's the worst thing she's done, then she's killing it.
Actually, yeah, so funny. Oh, I actually, that video cracks me up.
Brand new hair, and it's, like, in black and white, and then she goes 3, 2, 1, and it looks the exact same.
Yeah, I think she got so much hate for that, actually.
She did, because she's never done anything wrong before that, and then that just really...
Well,
I think she got more hate for that than James Charles did for dating
a
teenagers.
Child. I don't understand how he's still so, like, famous.
Is he?
I honestly think it's because people love to hate him.
Yeah, I think so too. I think him and Jeffree Star both like thrive off the hatred.
Jeffree Star is such an interesting character to me because they know like everything about anything.
They
in
are
Hollywood,
like,
they know everyone, they've met everyone, partied with everyone, and now they just own a yak farm in the middle of nowhere.
It's crazy. I like want to know his life story.
I want to know his kill list.
No, he's psycho, but also like,
oh, I didn't mean his physical murder kill list.
No, he has one.
Oh, he definitely does.
I trust and believe he has one. I also just think like he could ruin so many people's lives just by like saying something.
I know.
He knows so much.
It's like I know how problematic he is, but it's like if I
admire the power he has.
Yeah, if I got to be friends with him, I absolutely would. I'd look past everything he's done too.
Me too. To be honest.
Just to be like kept up to date and like know everything that
Jeffree Star, Nicki Minaj, and Trisha Paytas are like my top three.
Oh,
like,
I couldn't, I don't think I could look past Nicki.
Oh, yeah, it's pretty bad.
And her husband that she still has.
Oh, that's a good point. I didn't even think about her husband.
She brought him on stage. Like, she brought him on stage. I think it was a fairly recent video. And so he's, like, sitting in the chair, literally, like, not even looking at her. And then she's just, like, singing, like, dancing, being all sexy in front of him. And then she, like, sits on him and, like, is like, wow, look at my man. Like, da da da. And, like, he's literally doing nothing. He's checked out.
Whoa.
He's giving nothing. He's just, he's literally a chair.
That's rough.
Yeah. You're not even going to support your woman while she's on stage?
Damn.
He's thinking about, like, all those kids.
Yeah, well, when Nicki divorces him, then I'll be a fan again.
Yeah.
But Trisha Paytas is still up there.
She's
like,
everything to me.
I'll forgive all her wrongs. I don't care.
The only time I had an issue with her was when everyone was telling me I was supposed to have an issue with her and that she was really problematic. And maybe when I was a little bit of like a social justice warrior in high school. But now I want her level of not giving a fuck about anything.
Yeah,
she's,
I agree.
She's
I admire her.
So
I admire
unapologetically
her.
Being herself, and I love it. Same with Tana.
Yeah, and they all say the craziest stuff, but at the same time, I'm like, hey, they didn't say they were right about it or anything.
No, they were just being honest. And you know what? If I turned the camera around on you and I Truman Showed you, you get canceled so quick.
Yeah.
Not you specifically, but I'm speaking to...
No, me specifically.
I'm speaking to my reflection.
I have to say, okay, going back to the music.
Yeah.
The last Charlie XCX song you played, Hot Girl.
Oh, sorry. I totally forgot to say what I played.
Oh, do it. Give us a roundup. Remind us.
Yeah, you heard Hot Girl, Bodies, Bodies, Bodies by Charlie XCX. Before that was the new track dropped today.
Today or yesterday.
Today
or
yesterday by Lady Gaga called Disease. And then before that was Eat Your Man by Dom Dalla and Nelly Furtado. And then I started that off with Haunted by Laura Less.
Lame.
What were you gonna say about Charlie?
I was gonna say that's still one of my favorite Charlie songs, even after Brat.
Wow, really?
Hot Girl and Hot in It, I think, are my two favorites.
Hot in It is really, really good. I love 1999 and Crash and Yuck.
Yeah, Emma loves Yuck.
Yuck. I honestly have only started listening to Yuck because of Emma, because of her like gym playlist.
Yeah, Yuck, I bet, features heavily.
It is on there. Yeah. You don't really? Nothing from Brat?
I like Brat, but it didn't stand out to me as much
to you.
It didn't speak to me the way it spoke to other people, I don't think. I appreciate the sentiment behind Brat Summer.
Yeah.
But it's not for me.
That's okay. Not even 365 or Guess?
I like them again.
Okay.
But I'm not like...
Yeah, you're not like...
This is the most amazing thing I've ever heard.
These are my top Charlie. Yeah.
Yeah.
I get it. I know, I look forward to more of her, like... remixy stuff.
Me too. I want more vroom vroom. I want more vroom vroom.
Even the Barbie song that she did was so good. Speed
that
drive,
one was good too.
Speed Drive eats up and I play it all the time.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
For running around campus at full speed.
Anything, you know what? She loves talking about cars in so many of her songs, but any song that goes beep beep, I love it.
Beep beep. Me too. It's
the,
so
like,
good.
The new Kesha one. The new Kesha one. Beep beep. Love
oh my
it.
Gosh. Joyride, you mean?
Yeah.
I love Joyride. That's also a good Halloween track, I feel like.
Beep beep. Vroom vroom. I love it. I don't know why.
We love car noises and songs.
Anything with sound effects.
We love beep beep.
I love beep beep. No, I actually, when I'm driving down the highway, I will, like, whether or not the song I'm listening to is it has, like, car noises or not in it, I will just go beep beep.
You need to make a playlist that's called beep beep, and it just has every song that has beep beep in it.
Just go beep beep or meow. And I'm switching lanes.
You have to have very literal car music to drive.
I make the car music. Wow, I actually kind of ate up with that sound.
You did. That was really good. There was like,
that's what I should do for the Whiplash promo. Instead of ka-chow, oh, yeah. I should do meow.
We can just clip this and put that in there. I put in the Witching Hour promo, those are a clip of us screaming when lightning went off of the window.
That was a crazy night.
That was a crazy night.
I did not want to drive at all after that.
Yeah,
I
was scared that we were gonna get hit.
Yeah, I was scared that we were gonna get hit.
Was that a club episode night? It was. That was Katya night too. So that was a really scary night because I played Katya for you for the first time.
Guys, I cried. Maybe I do prefer Trixie.
Maybe you're a Trixie girl and that's okay.
Okay, but up next is Spooky Coochie.
By who?
I actually Doichi. Oh, I don't know how to say her name.
I do like I just know that one. That wasn't words. I know the one that's like, "Hi, my name's Doichi with two eyes." That one. Do you remember that one?
Damn it!
Oh wow!
No,
bye.
I don't remember that one.
What the fuck is you supposed to be? A tampon? Bitch, trick this trick. It's D O E. Repping for the B A P. Coming for the T O P. Like another J O B. Nigga, I'm back like a Chucky bride from the afterlife. Nothing nice. This an antichrist. This a bloody night. Bloody ride. He gon' fantasize by the cellulite in my thighs. Got that spooky twat for your Valentine. Turn him on when I'm all alone. We be moaning. He call my phone. I'ma put this pussy with a drone. And he wanna own it. He pay to get this pussy flown. And he wanna clone it. But I'ma have this nigga foaming. And this the Wizard of Oz. I'm Wicked Witch of the West. You shuffling up them cards. I'm at the top of the deck. I know that I pose a threat when I post it up on the net. If you book with Ochi.com, you know you booking the best. Off topic, I'm fucking. I do this with no magic. I kill you with no casket. I mock, no trap to die. It's about to get wretched. I chop you up, no hatchet. I soak you in that acid tub. Feed you to the maggots. We be wailing, wailing, wailing. You know we get wailing. You don't wanna try this, try this, try this. You know we be wailing, wailing, wailing. You know we be wailing, wailing, wailing. You know we get wailing, wailing, wailing. You don't wanna try this, try this, try this. You know we be wailing, wailing, wailing. You know we be wailing, wailing, wailing. You know we be wailing, wailing, wailing. You don't wanna try this, try this, try this. You know we be wailing, wailing, wailing. You know we be wailing, wailing, wailing. You know we get wailing, wailing, wailing. You don't wanna try this, try this, try this. You know we be wailing, wailing, wailing. By the time you hear this, I'll have taken on another form. The way I've been snapping, y'all gon' end up my children of the corn. I think I've adapted to all of the cannibal savages. I feel a possession in the session. I need a Catholic to assess it. Come and bless it, then undress it. Pussy precious, she a fetish. She get deadly, I'ma get it. I want it, then I'ma get it. He don't get it, he regret it. Coochie vegan, it's a veggie. Come and eat this coochie dressing. I am belching, I am legend. Don't shoot me, just get the message. You got beat, then bitch address it. UPS it, I'm too young to beat this rest. Seat you bitches, shit you out. Do my fucking urgent testing. I spit bars that make you quit. I insist that you respect it. Save your music, keep it close. I suggest that you protect it. When I'm in the studio, I go Jason, I go Freddy. Slice you bitches in your bed and shoot your mammy and your daddy at your wedding. I've been waiting, I've been ready. Disappear like I'm a yeti. I go up like BMS. Used to rap like UBS. Get them checks like BTS. Waiting for our debut next. I don't come to play or flex. When I rap, I step on next. My bars feel like Yeti. They book me like yes. So yes, I told them once, I told them once. I guess I'll tell them twice. I'm on the run, another one.
Coming out of Deutschland, honey.
Coming out of Deutschland, honey.
fix my hair. This concealer can't hide all my pink nightmares. Before I run out of air, there's more makeup to apply.
House boost down, yachts, mama. If Jeffree Star came back from like his yak farm with an album like that or channeling that energy, I think the world would change.
I was gonna say, we were just talking about Jeffree Star earlier.
I think that would be a revolution comparable to Brat. World tour.
I agree.
Absolute world tour.
I would feel more passionately about that, actually.
That would be my Warped Tour. If it was, like, Barely Human, Jeffree Star, like,
that would be the modern Warped Tour. Like, that would be the crew. Because I saw they've been trying to, like, recreate it.
They're doing Warped Tour, like, next year.
I heard, and it's going to be, like, Sleeping with Sirens and, like...
It doesn't look like a good lineup.
Yeah.
My dad was like, should we go? And I was like, no.
I feel like they didn't really corner, like, the modern... market of what people are listening to.
Yeah.
If, like, I don't know, is like Bad Omens gonna be there and like Sleep Token?
I was looking at Rock Am Ring for next year in Germany because I've always wanted to go, and like my favorite band is headlining, but I don't really listen to any other groups, but I think you listen to them.
You think? Okay.
I do. I'm pretty sure you listen to them.
I'll look at the lineup
them.
And see who I recognize.
Yeah, if you could fork out like, you know, a couple grand, maybe come with me.
I'll at least give you recommendations before so you can catch
up. Yeah, I don't think I'm going to go. Did you see the Primavera lineup, though?
No.
It has Sabrina, Chapel, and Charlie headlining.
Whoa, that's going to be nuts.
It's crazy.
That is crazy. I think a lot of people are going for them going as them for Halloween.
I think so, too. I think it's a fantastic trio idea.
Yeah, it's a good one. Just
yeah,
pop
it's just
girlies.
A lot of effort.
It is, and you kind of have to, like, already have, like, the look, unless you want to get like a wig and like
wig. Yeah, I know Rachel said this to me. She's like, oh my gosh, why didn't we think of like Sabrina Carpenter and Charlie XCX? And I was like, girl, I did think of that, but I'm not
it's
doing
a lot
that.
Of work.
It's a lot of work. I'm like, I'm not doing that. Yeah. I can't. I'd probably still get a wig though.
You'd probably still get a wig.
Yeah,
like for Charlie.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, she has the really long hair. That's mm-hmm. true. Also, Rez is playing under us right now. Do we want to see Rez next year?
Yes, we're seeing Rez next year.
Wait, we are already?
No, not yet. No,
we shall.
But we are.
Okay.
We're going to.
We will. I love Rez.
I foresee it.
Canadian queen.
Mm-hmm. She must be somewhere.
She must be.
We'll
okay.
Find her. Probably picnic or something.
2025 goals. Number one, seeing Rez.
Yeah, that is my number one goal. She is definitely going to probably play picnic again.
Hmm?
I feel like picnic.
Like picnic?
In Montreal.
Oh, yeah.
Or I think Igloo Fest, or like the organizers of Igloo Fest have a summer thing too, and I think she plays that.
We'll find her.
She'll be in Montreal.
Rez, we're coming for you. We're going to get you. We should get the spiral glasses
she
to go see her.
She seems so freaking cool. No.
No. Does that seem like we're too big of fans? Even though we're like not really.
That's like, it's like wearing a band's merch when you're walking in.
It's kind of funny though. It's like dressing up as Pitbull when you go to see Pitbull.
I feel like
that's
I'm
what it feels like.
Out.
That's true too. That's
you can
an
wear them.
Of it.
You can wear them, and I'll just like hold your hand.
Yeah, and I'll be like,
don't let me go anywhere.
Mommy bought me to this concert. I'm really excited to see her. I'm really excited to see what.